弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次来一同交通主的话，寻求主的心意。
Thank the Lord. Once again, we have the opportunity to share His words and seek His will.
我们在交通之前先有人祷告。
Let us have words of prayers before we begin.
主，是的，我们需要你赐给我们话语。
Lord, truly, we do need you to give us words.
求你除去为你说话的人他身上的拦阻。
Please remove all the hindrance of the one who speaks for you.
求你也除去翻译上的障碍。
And also, please remove all the obstacles of the translation.
也求你除去听话的障碍。
And remove all the obstacles of those who hear.
我们都一同等候在你的面前。
Together, we wait before you.
愿今天这一点时间是我们一同遇见你的时间。
Pray that today is the time that we can meet you.
也是我们一同得你恩典，能够得你生命滋润的时候。
And also the time we receive your grace as well as your nourish of life.
求主为我们打开天上的窗户。
Pray that you open up the heavenly window for us.
丰丰富富的倾倒给我们。
Abundantly pour it down to us.
我们需要你的话。
We do need your words.
我们需要你赐给新鲜活泼的话。
We do need you give us with fresh and living words.
叫我们每一个在你面前的都能够饱足的、丰丰富富的回去。
So each one of us before you can abundantly be filled and go back.
我们无依无靠的向你仰望。
Without any other dependence, we look upon you.
愿你怜悯我们，叫我们值得你的名夸口。
May you be merciful to us so we can boast in your name.
愿你赐给我们饱足，叫我们欢喜跳跃。
Let us be filled so we can be rejoiced and glad.
愿你得着我们每一位成为你合用的器皿。
May you gain each one of us to become your instrument.
叫你的荣耀可以借着教会彰显。
So your glory can be manifested through the church.
谢谢。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.好，我们再读两处的圣经。
Let's read two places of scriptures.
第一处在希伯来书第十一章。
The first place is the chapter 11 of book of Hebrews.
第一节。
Verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
另外，罗马书第一章。
And book of Romans chapter 1
17节
Verse 17
后半部
The second half
这义是本于信以至于信如经上所记义人必因信得生
It's the righteousness of God revealed from face to face as it is written the just shall live by faith
好我们靠主的恩典我们来交通关于信心生活的一些基本的功课
By Lord's grace, we would like to share upon the basic lessons of the faithful life.
每一次我们想到信心生活的时候，我们不应该只看到我们自己。
Every time we think about the life of faith, we should not only look upon ourselves.
因为我们的信心应该是放在我们的救主耶稣基督的身上。
Because our faith should be cast upon our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
所以在我们的里面应当有非常确定的把握。他不但是我们的救主，他也是主。
So therefore, in us, we should be very confident and assured that he's not only our Savior, but he is our Lord.
也就是他创造宇宙的万有，他现在也主宰这一切的万有。
For he created all things in universe, and also he's in reign of everything.
没有一件事情，没有一个环境，没有一个情况是在他主宰的范围之外。
There's no one circumstances, no one environment that's outside of his reign.
另外一呢，就是我们需要认识，所有一切的丰盛都是在基督里面。
And on the other hand, we should also know that all the riches should dwell in the Christ Jesus.
如果我们认为在基督之外还有丰盛的话，我们就会在基督之外去追求那所谓的丰盛。
If we think that outside of Christ there are still somefullness, then we will be able to, then we are going to seek the fullness outside of him.
所以我们需要主开我们的心窍，开我们的眼睛。
Therefore, we need our Lord to open our eyes and our hearts.
的确，所有的丰富都在耶稣基督的里面。
It's so true that all the riches are dwelling in Christ Jesus.
因为在他里面，所以他有能力，而且有把握，可以确定的把我们带到一切的丰富里面。
Because they are all in him, therefore he has ability and assurance that he will bring us into all the riches.
也就是说，我们如果想要丰富，却是跟他的关系是一个脱节的关系，不可能达到神所要给我们那永恒的丰富。
And it's also that if we would like to have the fullness, but we do not, but our relationship is being cut off from him, then we will not enter into the fullness which God would like to give to us.
另外一方面就是我们里面需要很清楚，主耶稣是借着十字架不但完成了救赎，也使天地间一切所有一切的万有伏在他的脚下。
And also that we should know that our Lord through the cross not only accomplished the redemption, but everything is also under his feet.
所以十字架不但是他自己钉在上面，所以凡是认识主的人也要认识这个十字架，甚至要经历某个程度的十字架的功课。
Therefore, not only himself is being crucified on the cross, and for those who know the Lord should also know the cross and also in some level experience the cross.
如果我们不认识，如果我们不愿意服在他十字架的这样的一个带领一个工作的法则底下，
If we do not understand and if we are not willing to be under the principle of his working of the cross,
神要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，是不可能借我们成就的。
Then it's not possible that God through us to let all things be gathered in one in Christ.
所以这是我们信心的一个基本的根基。
So that is the basic foundation of our faith.
我们用最简单的方式来这样教导。
So we share like this in the most simple way.
如果我们想在神的十字架的工作之外还有别的工作，那可能我们不认为基督是一切。
If apart from the work of Christ that we still think there's some other work, then we do not think that Christ is all in all.
我们靠着主的恩典，我们前面已经交通了25个方面。
By the Lord's grace, we have already shared 25 points.
我们靠主的恩典，希望主再给我们继续往前走。
So by his grace, hopefully we can continue to go forward.
所以在信心的功课上面呢，有一个另外一部分的经历呢，就是叫我们能够进入那个得胜的经历。
And there's another aspect about the lesson of faith, that is, we can enter into the experience of overcoming.
这个得胜呢，特别是关系到死而复活，还有神的死无变有的那个大能的彰显。
And this overcoming has to do with the quickening of the dead, and also God has called nothing into being.
在这个世界虽然看起来很繁华，虽然好像有很多很多不断的进步。
In this world, although it seems very rich and also continue to progress.
但是非常非常叫人沮丧的，就是死亡的权势是那样的厉害，是那样的大。
But depression is that the power of death is so big and so strong.
所以几乎人被压在这个死亡的权势底下，是变得没有盼望的。
Therefore, man is being under the power of darkness and without hope.
但是我们的主他是死而复活的主。
But our Lord is the one who quickens from the dead.
凡是相信耶稣基督的人，同时是相信他死而复活。
For everyone who believes unto Lord Jesus Christ also believes that he has risen from the dead.
而且不但相信他死而复活，这个死而复活的大能是那个相信的人他也要进入某一个程度的经历。
And also not that he's risen from the dead, but for those who believe, the power of resurrection also will enable him to experience it.
所以这个死而复活大能的经历就成为一个得胜的经历。
Therefore, the experience of the power of resurrection becomes an overcoming experience.
而且神也是在做继续他新造的工作。
And truly, God continues the work of new creation.
所以今天在神在这个宇宙当中有没有新造的工作？
So, are there any work of new creation under the universe today?
我们从主的话里面可以看到，主今天仍然在做一个很重要的新造工作，就是在你身上，在我身上。
From God's words, we can see that today, until today, God is still doing a very important work of new creation that is on you and on me.
这是根据主拯救之后赐给我们那个新造的生命，在我们身上做新造的工作。
And that is based on the new life which we are being saved by God, which He has given us and doing the work of new creation on us.
那个生命在我们身上原来是没有的。
That life was not on us before.
我们旧造在某一方面好像有些有点像，但那不是真的新造的东西。
Although in our old creation, it seems similar, but it's not new creation.
那必须是出于神他生命的工作在我们身上成就了之后显出来，那才是新造的工作。
It has to be manifested after the Lord works in our life and to be manifested.
所以得胜的经历是包括了死而复活和新造生命能够显明出来。
So the overcoming experience includes the resurrected life as well as the manifestation of the new creation.
而且得胜的经历也包括了神给我们机会能够经历一些好像很绝望很困难，但是呢神他的应许已经摆在前面叫我们有盼望的这样的经历。
And also the overcoming experience also has to do that although we go through some experience which seems hopeless but because of his promise then we have hope.
以前啊我比较注意到好像在教会里面三等人这三等人就是小子少年人和父老。
Previously, I have paid attention to the three kinds of people in church, which are the little ones, the young ones, and also the elders.
小子就是他蒙恩得救了，他知道他的罪得赦免了，他也认识到他有个天赋。
For the little ones are those who are being saved, and he knows that his sins being forgiven, and he knows there's a heavenly Father.
少年人呢，他可以胜过黑暗的权势，胜过恶者。
For the young ones, He is able to overcome the power of darkness and also overcome the evil one.
而且呢，神的话在他里面是扎根的。
And also the words of God are being rooted in him.
甚至是丰富的。
And very rich.
而且呢，神使他里面的人刚强。
And also God strengthened his inner man.
那父老呢，就是他凡事都能够带到源头，但认识神自己。
How about the fathers? Those are the ones who can trace back to the origin and know God himself.
后来我读圣经，我又发现神又从另外一个角度告诉我们。
And later on, as I read the scripture, God has revealed to me from different perspectives.
另外一个角度就是婴孩。婴孩是什么？他呢只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。这在希伯来书第五章后头。
And also for the babies who can only drink milk but not eat the bread.
所以婴孩呢，还有个特性是什么？他不熟练仁义的道理。
And for those characteristics of babies, they do not understand the principle of righteousness.
就是那个神公义的话在他里面呢，是非常的模糊的。
That is the word of righteousness of God in him is very obscure.
而且呢，好像他这个人哈，就是。分不出左右手，他不能，他没有分辨的能力。
And this person cannot discern left or right. He does not have any discernment.
这是指的从神的角度来看我们。
And that's from God's point of view.
也许我们觉得我们是很棒，很成熟的。
Maybe we think we are very mature.
但是呢，在神看来呢，他公义的话在我们里面没有地位，那就是婴孩。
But from God's point of view, if His words of righteousness have no root in us, then we are babies.
这就是神的心意所要，神的心叫我们行在正路，我们行不过去，我们就是生命还不到成熟的地步。
So if God's words is would like us to walk on the right way, but we cannot do it, then that means our life is not mature.
所以一个叫婴孩，那另外一个是长大成人。
So on the one hand, one is a baby, and on the other hand, one is being grown fully mature.
那长大成人什么特别呢？
So what is special about being grown and fully mature?
他的心窍是被开启的。
His heart is being opened.
这个心窍是他在生命的长大的过程中经历神不断的启示和工作的结果。
This is the result of his process of growth that he experienced all the revelation and experience from the Lord.
所以特别是关于神公义的话。
So especially about the words of righteousness of God.
这里没有神爱不爱我们的问题。 这是神很看重，神看生命长大的那个度量呢，是根据神自己公义的法则来看。
Here has nothing to do whether God loves us or not, but how God sees our life's capacity is based on His words of righteousness.
所以，如果我们真的学生命的功课，所以像上次这个伯弟兄来那个马太福音五六七章，那里面是生命的教导和生命的操练，这就是关乎这个生命的度量。
So if we really learn the lessons of life, just like Brother Bo shared with us from the Gospel Book of Matthew, chapter 5, 6, 7, about the lessons of life and exercise, that has to do with the capacity of life.
所以如果长大成人的话，就是那些公义的话在你里面是熟练的。
So if it's grown, become mature, it means that the words of righteousness in you are very, very matured, familiar.
也就是说你知道当那个话在你里面有印象的时候，有实际的时候，你知道这些事情是你绝对不敢动不敢做。
So it means that when the words in you become the reality, then you definitely do not dare to do certain things.
因为你学了功课。
Because you have already learned the lessons.
因为神在你身上真的亲自带领过你。
Because God on you has truly led you personally.
在你生命中产生很深的印象。
And in your life there is a great impact.
你知道这个东西是不能做的。
You definitely know that you cannot do this.
啊，像我自己就曾经经历这些东西。
Like myself have gone through such experience.
说谎那是很明显的事情。
It is very obvious about lying.
神在我身上做一个更深的工作是，你连说不准确的话，你都要受对付。
God has done a work on me that even if you say something incorrect, you shall be dealt with.
我已经根本就不在乎这东西。
Before I did not care about this.
我想说什么就想说什么。
I said whatever I would like to say.
我说的不高兴，我还可以翻过来。
And if I did not like what I said, I change it.
再不高兴又翻过去。
Or if I did not like what I said,
你要看谁厉害啊？我就翻来翻去，翻来翻去，你就抓不到我。
I was just trying to change my words around so you could never get me.
谁能改变我呢
？So how could God change me?
没有人能改变。
Nobody could change me.
谁能叫我说准确的话呢？
And who could let me say the right words?
没有人可以这样帮助。
Nobody could help me.
但是主可以帮助。
But only the Lord could help me.
主帮助我到一个地步，让我不敢随便说话。
Lord helped me to the point that I no longer dare to just say whatever I want to say.
好像我的口被封住了。
As if my mouth was being shut.
这个话如果不是主要说的，我就是不能说。
If those are not the words from the Lord, then I did not dare to say.
如果不是主要说的，我却说了，我回去要认罪悔改，要在主面前好好的接受主的对付。
If those are not the Lord's words but I said them, then when I went back, I will have to be dealt with and I have to confess my sins.
所以我觉得有些弟兄姊妹可能跟我在一起，觉得我好像不太讲话。
So I think that some brothers and sisters feel that I do not talk much.
我是不敢随便讲话。
It's because I do not dare to say whatever I want to say.
不是不喜欢跟你讲话。
Not that I don't like to talk to you.
如果主有话哈，我可以连续讲三个小时也没问题。
If Lord has given me words, then I can continue to speak for 3 hours. That's no problem.
但是主如果没有话的话，可能一句都太多了。
But if God doesn't give me words, then just one word will be too much.
所以这些东西都是那个。神那个公义的那个生命在里面工作的结果。
So those are all the result of the righteousness life working in us.
所以那个公义的工作在我们里面不过是要我们成熟。
So all those work of righteousness are going to make us mature.
能分辨什么是神所喜悦的，什么是神不喜悦的。
So we can discern what God likes and what He doesn't please Him.
我自己有个盼望。
I have a wish.
希望我自己见主的时候，我不会让主说，明明我给你学的功课，但是你没有学成功。
I hope that when I see the Lord, He will not tell me that I have given you the chance to learn the lessons, but you failed.
因为这些功课要学习，都是要自己愿意。
Because to learn those lessons, we have to be willing.
主给每个人都有机会，但愿意不愿意是自己决定。
Lord gives each one opportunity, but whether one is willing depends on oneself.
但是在这个希伯来书第六章一开始的时候，还有另外一句话是很开启我的。
But there's another word from Hebrews chapter 6 in the beginning. There it opens me up.
就不但要长大成人，而且什么，要迈向完全。
not only be grown and mature, but also to the completion.
所以神不但要我们长大成熟，里面能分辨好歹，神要我们成为完全人。
So God does not only want us to become mature and can discern good or bad, but have to become perfect.
那到底怎么样才能成完全人？
So how can we become a perfect man?
如果从我们的角度来看的话，我们可能有这样的讲法，那样的讲法。
From our own point of view, we have this way or that way.
但是呢，从主的话里面呢，好像给我看到一个很重要的点。
But from God's words, He has led me to see a very important point.
就是迈向完全的人，他能够在神面前有盼望。
Is those who being go on to perfection, he has hope before God.
所以这个盼望从哪里来呢？
So where's the hope coming from?
不是你想出来。
Not that what we think of.
也不是别人告诉我。
Nor what other people told me.
这个盼望是从主他自己的话和他自己的启示来告诉我。
Those hope are being told by his own words and his revelation.
所以迈向完全的人，他的整个的眼目的焦点是注目在这个四盼望的神。
So for those who go on to perfection, all he focuses upon is the God who gives hope.
那盼望从哪里来呢？
So where does hope come from?
盼望需要神，他告诉我们他应许过什么东西。
Hope has to do with what God has promised.
所以你看新约那个字哈，那个翻译那个原文那个字，盼望跟应许其实原文是同一个字。
So actually, when you look at New Testament, hope and promise are the same word.
所以盼望其实是从应许来的。
So actually, hope comes from promise.
所以若我们能够从主那里得到开启。
So if we can be revealed from the Lord.
真的知道神应许了什么东西。
Truly know what God has promised.
在时间当中神要做什么。
And what God will work in time.
时间结束之后神要给我们什么。
And what God would like to give us at the end of time.
今天我们应该怎么生活？
How shall we live today?
那个应许，那个盼望在我们里面成为实际。
So that promise and hope becomes the reality in us.
我们今天就会胜过很多我们觉得不能胜过的环境。
So then today we're able to overcome much circumstances that we think we cannot overcome.
所以在希伯来书里面第六章里面有一句话说什么？那个人他有盼望。有盼望到什么地步呢？那是满足的盼望在他里面。
So in Book of Hebrews chapter 6, it says that this person has the fully satisfied hope in him.
也就是他不是只看到一点点盼望的光啊。
Not only that he sees little light of our hope.
好像主的开启越来越明亮，越来越明亮，明亮到一个地步，成为他的满足啊，所以那个盼望成为他的满足啊。
So it's as if it's.The light becomes brighter and brighter to the point that this hope becomes his satisfaction.
不晓得弟兄姊妹，你羡慕不羡慕这些东西？
I don't know if brothers and sisters have such desire for this.
我是非常羡慕。
Truly, I have much desire.
有一个满足的盼望，能够引导我，能够催促我，能够走完这人生的道路。
This hope of satisfaction can lead me and also push me to walk.Toward the end of my life.
所以这个满足的盼望是叫我们一直能一直坚持到我们人生的结束，甚至主的再来。
So this hope of satisfaction can lead us to be firm until the end of our life and also until Lord's coming back.
所以呢，因为有这个满足的盼望，所以我们的信心就放在主身上，也放在这个盼望上面。
Because we have such hope of satisfaction, therefore our hope is on the Lord and on this hope.
那我们走人生的每一步路，我们生活上每一步路，我们教会的每一步路，都应当往那个盼望去。
Therefore, each step we take in life, each step we take in church, we should go toward the satisfaction of hope.
所以那个是什么？叫我们凭信心和忍耐来承受神的应许。
So that we can.So that so we can be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise.
而且呢，神还要给我们经历那个很久的忍耐。
And also God would like us to experience such endurance.
所以其实我们读加拉太书知道，这个忍耐这个性情是生命是圣灵的果子的一个方面。
So we know from Book of Galatians that we know this patience is a fruit of the Spirit.
所以在我们迈向完全的这个过程当中呢，这个忍耐的这个性格，基督忍耐的性格在我们里面要被成全起来。
So as we walk toward perfection, this characteristics of the patience of Christ shall become full in us.
所以在这过程中，我们显出来的见证是什么？是持定摆在我们前头的盼望。
So through this process, what we see is that we take fully assured and steadfastly the hope that's ahead of us.
我想今天，我想跟弟兄姊妹，我们互相在主面前思想一下，你的盼望在哪？
So today, let us meditate before the Lord that where is our hope?
我的盼望在哪里？
Where is my hope?
我们需要在主面前去认真地面对这个问题。
We have to seriously consider this question before the Lord.
你如果在主面前确定了你盼望的所在，
If you are sure, where is your hope before the Lord?
那希伯来书告诉我们说，这个时候呢，这个盼望呢，就成为我这个魂的锚，就是我的魂可以得安息了。
In the book of Hebrews says that then this hope becomes the anchor of my soul. That means my soul can be fully rested.
也就是你想是想什么呢？你想你所盼望要去的地方。
So that what are you thinking about? You're thinking about the place of your hope.
你要做决定的时候，你怎么做决定呢？
Then how do you make decision?
你根据神给你的盼望。
Based on the hope that God has given you.
你在那里对许多事情有感觉的时候，你凭什么感觉呢？
So when you have sense about many things, how do you sense of them?
神给你的盼望是什么？
What the hope God has given you?
你根据主给你的盼望，你知道怎么来看待许多的情况。
Based on the hope God has given you, then you know how to look at many things.
所以你的魂就能安定下来。
So your soul can be rested.
今天我们生活在这个世界上，有多少的事情，多少的人，多少的情况在冲击我们。
There are so many things impacting us with so many things, people and circumstances on the earth.
许多时候你想安静一下，突然又一个风浪起来。
Sometimes you have the quiet life, but then all of a sudden another wave comes.
许多你想伸个懒腰，哎，马上又个情况又来了。
Sometimes you just like to relax a little bit, but then another comes.
那如果你是不断的处在风浪当中，你的锚在哪？
So if you are always under this wave, then where is your anchor?
你的魂的锚在哪里？
Where is the anchor of your soul?
到底你安定的力量在哪里？
So where is the strength of your quietness?
所以盼望，因为有主的盼望。
Therefore hope, because we have the hope of the Lord.
所以这就要显出那个得胜。
And that will reveal its overcoming.
而且因为有这个盼望，你的魂的锚有根基。
And because of this hope, so there's the foundation for your anchor soul.
你就可以进入幔内的生活。
Then you can enter into the life of the veil.
这幔内的生活就是进到灵里面的生活。
And this inner veil life is to enter into the life of spirit.
如果你的思想啊，一直在好像一直在那里到处乱转的飞呀、啊，一直在那里飞。
If your thoughts are always flying around.
今天突然往这个方向想，明天又往那个方向想，刚才是往那里想，现在又往那里想。
If your thoughts are always thinking of different, all different kinds of directions,
我相信你是不可能进到灵里面。
I believe you cannot enter into the spirit.
因为你光应付你这个魂的这个情况，你来不及了。
Because you cannot even deal with what your soul is working.
所以灵里的生活是很奇妙的，是很真实
的。Therefore the life of spirit is very amazing and real.
一个翻来覆去的人，他很难真正长久在里面。
The one who turns back and forth is very hard for him to stay in the spirit.
所以看我们讲话就知道，我们讲话翻来覆去，翻过来又翻过去，翻过来又翻过去，你知道的，我们这个人在神面前是没有方向。
So just we can see from the way we talk, if we change this and that, then we know that there's no direction for us in the Lord.
不但没有方向。我们的灵在神面前没有活在宝座前。
Not only we do not have any direction, but our life is not living before the throne.
你看神讲话有没有翻来翻去、啊、
？Have you ever seen God speak this way or that way?
神做的决定有没有翻来翻去啊
？Has God made decision but then turn back?
神给我们救恩有没有翻来翻去啊
？Has God gave us salvation first and then regret?
神说今天你得救，明天又没有得救了
？Has He said that today you're safe but tomorrow no?
没有。
No.
神他一说我成了就是永远成。
when God says it is done, then it's done forever.
那你怎么能确定?
So how can you be rest assured?
需要到神面前去?
You have to come before God.
所以一个魂能够安静下来的人, 他进到灵里面去, 才是比较真实的。
So for one soul is able to become quiet, then it's real for him to enter into the spirit.
所以这个得胜的经历, 因为要胜过我们自己这个人。
So for this overcoming experience, first we have to overcome ourselves.
因为我们最大的敌人不是别人，是我们自己。
For our greatest enemy is not on the things and not on people, but ourselves.
所以这个得胜叫我们能够活在这个主的生命的实际，不活在这个旧造的生命。
So that this overcoming enables us to live in the reality of Lord's life, not live in the old creation.
当然圣经讲到这个的时候，是讲亚伯拉罕他怎样得着以撒这个过程。
Of course, when the scripture talks about it, it talks about how Abraham has gained Isaac.
所以这个过程呢，他起头，他听说神应许他要有一个儿子，但是他呢，一直到了进了迦南超过十年了，都还没有生。
So that at first Abraham heard that God promised him to have a son, but after he entered to Canaan for 10 years, he still did not get a son.
等了十年已经不简单了。It
was not easy to wait for 10 years.
但是如果等了十年又失败，这个等十年就很不划算。But
if waiting for 10 years but still did not receive it, then it's really unfortunate.
所以亚伯拉罕他等了十年，然后呢，撒拉给他一个建议说。 你干脆跟我的这个使女哈同房的话，那就可以生一个孩子，那就算是神给你了。So
after waiting for 10 years, then Sarah suggests to Abraham that why don't you have a son with my maidservant? Then that counted as if God has given to you.
所以等了十年之后，他用自己的方法。So
after waiting for 10 years, he used his own way.
这个方法呢，用完之后。 是生了一个儿子，但是呢，他跟神的交通就断了。So
after he used this way, truly a son was born, but his fellowship with God was being cut off.
这一断呢，又十几年，大概13年以上的时间。After
it's been cut off, another 13 years passed by.
直到他99岁的时候，耶和华再向他显现。Until
he was 99 years old, Jehovah once appeared to him again.
然后向他说。 亚伯拉罕, 你要做完全人。
And he said to Abraham, that Abraham, be a perfect man.
然后神又把应许再向他讲一遍, 你还要生一个儿子, 你要生一个儿子, 这个是我应许你的, 明年生一个儿子。
And God again said a promise to him that you should have a son, and that's my promise to you, to next year you should have a son.
在这个时候, 感谢主, 圣经告诉我们说, 他相信的神是死而复活的神, 是死无变为有的神。
And at this moment, thank the Lord, the scripture tells us that God he believes is the one who quickens the dead and calls nothing into being.
因为他如果看他自己的话, 99岁的还能做什么呢? 统统不能生了。他自己也不能生,他的妻子撒拉也不能生。
If he looks at himself, already 99 years old, both him and Sarah could not give birth.
但是他真的是相信神所应许的。
But truly, he have faith on what God promised.
所以他这个生以撒就好像经历了亲身经历了神死而复活的工作，也经历了神死无变为有的工作。
So giving birth to Isaac as that he himself experienced the work of God risen from the dead and also caused nothing into being.
如果亚伯兰说，神啊，免谈了啦，99岁了，没有机会了，不要再说了。
If Abraham told God that God, it's not possible, we don't even have to talk about it because I'm already 99 years old.
他如果坚持这样下去的话,
if he insists that way,
恐怕他真的得不到以撒。
Then most likely he could not have Isaac.
他经历不到。
He could not experience it.
好，今天我们在主面前也常常面临这些问题。
Today, we also encounter same situations.
感谢主, 神借着亚伯拉罕给我们一个 美好的见证。
Thank the Lord that God through Abraham has given us a good testimony.
那另外一个功课就是要学会妄断以给予耶稣。
And the other lesson is that We do not depend on anything else but only Jesus.
这个功课可以说是愿意顺服神旨意的人，他不能逃避的功课。
This is the lesson for those who are willing to obey the will of God, that they cannot escape from this lesson.
神的旨意在这个地上是没有的，是就是原来是没有的，是就是说是不是我们原来有的。
For God's will on this earth was not what we already had before.
如果说顺着我们旧造的生命，是不可能成就神的旨意。
If according to our old created life, it's impossible to fulfill God's will.
不要说别的了，只要有一点困难，我们这个人就再见。
Not talking about anything else, but only just a little bit difficulty, then we decide not to follow.
但是望断以给予耶稣呢，就是要经过种种的难处，但是呢，你仍然一直看到耶稣。
But depend on nothing else, but only on Jesus is that.After all kinds of difficulties, but we only fix our eyes on Jesus.
你不但看到耶稣，你从他那里得到供应，里面得到力量。
Not only that you only look upon Jesus, but you receive provision and strength from him.
而且，你越看清楚，越看到他，你里面呢，你就越明亮。
But the more clear and the more you see of him, then the more brightened you are have inside.
我又想到这个司提反。他跟犹太人辩论，向他们传福音。
I have thought of Stephen when he argued and with the Jews to preach gospel to them.
被他们拒绝，而且定死罪。
He was being rejected and put to death.
用石头打他。
Being stoned.
你想，如果有人这样骂我们、打我们，我们看到什么
？What would you see if someone scolds us or beat us up?
你可能看到的就是石头。
All you see is stone.
你看到打你的那个手。
And you see the hand who beat you.
你看到很难看的脸。
And you see this really ugly face.
你听到的都是什么？都是很难听的话。
And all you hear are those really bad words.
把你整个人包围的。
Surrounded. All of you are being surrounded by this.
而且很多都是假的，但他们说的跟真的一样。
And many of these are false, but they spoke as if they are so true.
但斯蒂凡不是看到这些。
But Stephen did not see all these.
斯蒂凡看到天开了。
Stephen saw heaven was open.
主耶稣站起来。
And Lord Jesus stood up.
迎接他。
And received him.
这是非常非常特别的一幅景象。
It was a very special scenery.
所以当然我们不一定每个都像斯蒂凡一样。
Of course, not every one of us is like Stephen.
斯蒂凡他是被圣灵充满，也被石头充满。
Stephen was filled both by the Holy Spirit as well as the stone.
但是今天我们被圣灵充满，希望我们像斯蒂凡一样，是能看到那做宝座的主。
But if today we are being filled like the Holy Spirit, hopefully we are like Stephen, we can see the Lord who's on the throne.
你不一定被石头充满，但是你有可能经历一些艰难。
Although you may not be filled by stones, but you might go through some difficulties.
别人的侮辱、耻笑、攻击。都可能发生的。
All the reproaches or mocks, or even the, they are against you, they might all happen.
但能不能你在这个时候，你一直是跟这个做宝座的主有密切的联系，有很通畅的交通
？But at such circumstances, are you still able to be closely connected to the Lord on the throne and also have a fellowship that's without obstacles?
你的心里有确定，有把握。
And your heart is confident and assured.
你知道人如果觉得羞愧从哪里开始
？Do you know when will one start to feel shamed about?
觉得不好意思从哪里开始
？When one feels ashamed, where does it get started?
从心里开始。
Starting from the heart.
所以，如果你里面你的心里被做宝座的主所充满，你就不会觉得羞愧。
So if your heart is being filled by the Lord who sits on the throne, then you will not feel shame.
人的刚强从哪里开始
？Where does one's strength start with?
从心里开始。
Starting from the heart.
从你的灵里面开始。
Starting from the spirit.
所以在以弗所书第三章有一个祷告。
Therefore, there's a prayer in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3.
就是愿意神按他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，使我们里面的人刚强起来。
That is that may the God with the riches of his glory and to be strengthened by the might of his spirit, our inner man.
这个刚强从里面开始的。
So this strength starts from our inner man.
所以当你真是望见做宝座的主，你与他真是不断地活在那个交通和那个同在的实际。
So if you really look upon the Lord who's on the throne and you enter into reality of fellowship with him,
他在宝座并不软弱。
For him on the throne, he is not weak.
他同时也在我们里面。
And he's also in us.
所以有句话说，要知道住在你们的主是有能力的主。
So there's a saying that you have to know that the Lord dwells in you is the one who is powerful.
啊，不是因为我们的事情，我们的理由充分，我们这个人才不软弱。
It's not that we have our own reasonings and also so that we are not weak.
真正的叫人不软弱，是因为做宝座的主现在就坐在你的心中。
For us to be not weak is because the one who sits on the throne is working in you.
这个时候，如果你有机会经历类似十字架的那些的经历的时候，你能够像主一样显出得胜。
So that the time that if you are able to go through the experience of cross, then you can be just like the Lord, show your overcoming.
所以同时，如果主把你摆在一个反对或者一个逆境的环境中，你能让主的旨意显明出来。
So if the Lord puts you in the situation that's against you, then you can reveal God's will.
另外还有一个功课。
And there's also another lesson.
这个功课就是因为你相信主的缘故。
And for this lesson, it's because you believe the Lord.
信心是从一个阶段走到另外一个阶段。
Faith is from one stage to a different stage.
再从一个阶段又走到另外一个阶段。
And from the other stage onto the next one.
所以神是极其丰富的。
So God is so rich.
所以当我们一阶段再一阶段再走的时候，我们就发现神真的非常伟大。
So as we go from stage to stage, we notice that God is so great.
不但非常伟大，神去救我们之后，给我们的托付也是非常的荣耀的。
And not only that God is so great, but after He saves us, the burden He has entrusted to us is so glorious.
但是我们如果要进到那个荣耀里面，我们需要因为相信，能够进入属灵的深度和丰富。
But for us to enter into a glory, for us, we must that through believing that we have to enter into the depth and the riches of the Spirit.
进入属灵的深度和丰富，不是你读比较多的书。
To enter into the spiritual riches and depth is not that you read more books.
进入属灵的深度和丰富，不是你比别人多会讲道理。
To enter into a spiritual riches and depth is not that you know more, you can talk more knowledge than others.
进入属灵的深度和丰富，是叫基督的生命性情从你身上能够真正的彰显出来。
To enter into a spiritual depth and riches is to let the characteristics and the life of Christ be manifested through you.
这个彰显出来不是为了表演。
This kind of manifestation is not for a show.
以前我们听年长的弟兄哈，啊，他们以前遇到的情况。
I heard that for in the past there were elderly brothers who experienced certain.
他说他们那有一段时间呢，就非常常常交通这个基督的谦卑。
So there was a time they often share about the humbleness of Christ.
那很多弟兄姊妹也很愿意有基督的谦卑。
And many brothers and sisters are willing to have the humbleness.
那怎么有呢？
So how could they have it?
就常常就是低低一个头，然后驼背驼背。
Often they bow their heads and also crunch their backs.
就是很谦卑，然后有时候常常摇摇头。
Look very humble or often shake their heads.
啊，讲话小声一点。
And also they speak less loudly.
但是等到一个特殊情况来的时候，你会发现一个大狮子在你面前。
But when special circumstances arise, then you see a big lion before you.
啊，大老虎。
Big tiger.
好凶啊！
Become,
吃人呐、啊。
Become very scary.
你就知道那不是真的。
Then you would know that that's not true.
那个真的是生命长出来的。
For the reality is that it grows from the light.
如果我们从起头就没有好好顺服主，让主做主， 这要长出来太困难。
If since the beginning we did not obey the Lord and let Him be our Lord, then it's very hard to grow like that.
那这个基督的生命信息是为了做什么？
So what is it for the characteristics and the life of the Lord?
他既然不是为了表演，不是让别人看，也不是让别人夸奖我，那是要做什么？
So if it's not for performance, not to show others, so what's it for?
在罗马书第十五章告诉我们答案。
And the answer is from Book of Romans chapter 15.
这个是为了要建造他的教会。
That is to build up his church.
让主的生命性情成为建造他教会的一个真正建造的东西。
So the life characteristics of Christ becomes the building material of the church.
那这里在罗马书十五章所讲的呢，特别着重在某一个方面。
So from Book of Romans chapter 15, it emphasizes on one point.
也就是说，他要坚固的人可以担待不坚固的人。
It's that the strong can bear the infirmities of the weak.
那我们听到坚固人、不坚固人，那我们通常想，我就是坚固人，谁不是坚固人？
When we hear about strong and weak, then we think about we are the strong ones.
我想我们都不需要做这样的定案，也不要做这样的猜测。
I think we cannot make such judgments or guess.
谁是坚固人不要紧。
It does not matter who are the strong ones.
谁是不坚固人也不要紧。
And also it doesn't matter who are the weak ones.
但是坚固人要担待不坚固的人的软弱，而且呢是不求自己的益处。
But the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves.
那也就是说你如果是坚固人，那要看看你能不能够担待那些不坚固人的软弱。
So to say that if you are the strong one, are you able to bear the infirmities of the weak?
不但担待他的软弱，而且不求你的益处。
Not only bear their weak, but also not to please ourselves.
不要让人家有一个感觉，你什么东西都是以自己做中心。
Do not let others feel that we are so self-centered.
而且不但不求自己的益处，而且要叫灵舍得到喜悦。
And not only not please ourselves, but also please our neighbors.
得益处，更重要的是被建造起来。
To gain, and the most important is to be edified, build up.
所以这个建造呢，是用基督的生命性情来彼此建造。
So this is through the characteristics of the life of Christ to build one another up.
这是非常难的。
It is very difficult.
这是我原来没有的。
That's something I originally did not have.
我哪里能忍受这样的情况？
How can I bear such circumstances?
我哪里能对你好言好语？
How can I be nice to you?
我哪里能够容忍了你这样对待我？
How can I bear that endure what you treat me about?
但今天，如果神把基督的生命性做在你身上，
But if today God works the life of Christ in you.
那个坚固的人，他就有能耐去担待那不坚固的人的软弱。
Then the strong one have the strength to bear the infirmities of the weak.
许多时候，这个帮助人的，可能还要被那个被帮助的人轻看。
Many times the one who helps others are being despised by the one who's being helped.
这个不是故意的，我想这个没有责备的意思在里面，千万不要。做别的想法。
I do. This is not for any rebuking.
很多这些情况都是因为生命度量的问题。
All these happen due to the capacity of life.
很多这些情况都是因为生命的功课有没有学的问题。
All this happen has to do with we are learning the lessons of life or not.
所以你就发现，在神面前学的更多功课的人，他的身量，他能承受的量，承受的这个度量。
Then you will realize that the more lessons he has learned before God, then he has bigger capacity.
他明明认识主比较多，但是他却要被轻看。
He knows the Lord more, but he is being despised.
他明明是更合神的心意，却是被反对。
He is more according to God's will, but he is being against it.
那这个人怎么活下去啊？
So how can one continue to live like this?
那这个人怎么走下去呢？
So how can he go on?
很简单。
Very easily.
因为这一个人有基督的灵充满他。
Because this person has the spirit of Christ fills him.
这个基督灵有什么特性呢？
So what's the special about the characteristics of the Spirit of Christ?
你若查看整个新约讲到基督灵至少有三方面特性。
If you search the New Testament, when it talks about the Spirit of Christ, there are three characteristics.
基督灵在这个人身上，也就是复活的生命在他身上。
For the Spirit of Christ on this person is the resurrected life on him.
所以那些死亡压下来的时候，因为里面他身上有复活的生命能力，所以他能够从里突破，能够显出复活的见证。
So when the power of death comes upon him, because he has the life of resurrection of the Christ, so he's able to manifest this resurrected life.
基督的灵另外一个特性就是，还有基督的生命性情的彰显。
Another characteristic of the Spirit of Christ is that he has the manifestation of Christ's characteristics.
我们用简单的方式讲话，就是也许这个，加拉太书第五章的那个圣灵的九方面，九个果子的方面。那个就是一个简单的一个看见。
Simply speaking, in the book of Galatians, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit are the manifestation of life of Christ.
如果基督灵充满在这个人身上，还有另外一方面特性。
And there's another characteristic for the Spirit of Christ be filled on this person.
这个人他心里被神带领到一个地步，里面逐渐明白了。
For this person being led by God to the point that he started to understand.
明白什么呢？
Understand what?
基督来到地上的时候是先受苦后得荣耀。
Understand that when Christ comes to the earth, first he suffered and then received glory.
也就是主耶稣他第一次来是受苦，是拯救，是救赎。
So because when our Lord comes to earth for the first time, he suffered and then accomplished the salvation.
他第二次来是荣耀的显现。
For his second coming is the glorious manifestation.
他第一次来是所有辱骂你人的辱骂都落在他身上。
For his first coming, all the reproaches all fall on him.
他为我们被钉在十字架上。
He crucified on the cross for us.
他不只钉在十字架上。
Not only he was crucified on the cross.
他承受了多少的辱骂？
He has bear all the reproaches.
承受了多少的生命的挑战？
And also bear all the challenges of life.
如果照着实际来讲，那应该是我们应该得的。
But in reality, we should have bear all these.
他受鞭伤，叫我们得医治。
He was being stripped for our heal.
他受刑罚，叫我们得平安。
For he suffered the punishment, so we have peace.
所以如果没有他受这些，我们今天哪里有平安，我们就哪里有拯救。
So if he did not go through this, where can we have peace and where is our salvation today?
所以这里面显出这个基督生命性情的一些特别的特性。
So all these reveal the special characteristics of Christ.
这就是在受苦当中进行建造的工作。
That is through suffering, there's the work of building.
这是一个非常让人很难以理解的事情。
That is something we cannot understand.
但是呢，神的确这样做。
But truly God has done this.
神借着基督的受苦，叫我们这个人被带回到神面前。
God, through the suffering of Christ, so we can be brought back to God.
神也借着基督的受苦，让我们看见我们与他一同受苦是必须的。
And also through the suffering of Christ, that we also see that it is a must that we suffer together with Him.
所以，这一个教会的建造里面，建造的过程当中，有一个方面是有一些弟兄姊妹为了主的缘故受苦，使得其他的弟兄姊妹得建造。
So the building process of the church is that for some brothers and sisters suffering for the Lord and other brothers and sisters can be built up.
所以这也叫我们可以比较明白说，为什么保罗说，我这为着基督、为着主被囚的，他受苦，但是他叫受他帮助的教会能够得帮助。
That is why Paul said that I'm being bound by the sake of Christ. He suffered, but for those who he helps could be helped.
那今天主也在教会，在一个聚会里面，也同样呼召一批愿意跟随主的弟兄姊妹，能够与主一同受苦，叫其他的弟兄姊妹能够得建造。
And also today, God in His church is calling a group of brothers and sisters so that for themselves to suffer and for other brothers and sisters to be edified.
这个能够承受得了那些受苦的弟兄姊妹, 就是坚固人。
So for those who are able to bear the sufferings, then they are the strong ones.
不是骂人的是坚固人。
It's not that those who yell at others are the strong ones.
不是说话大声的坚固人。
Not those who speak louder are the strong ones.
是基督生命性情显出的那个人才是坚固人。
Are those who let the life of Christ be manifested, they are the strong ones.
所以坚固人要担待不坚固人的软弱。
So the strong will bear the infirmities of the weak.
教会要显出主的同在，要丰富，那就看有多少人能够担待那些多少坚固人能够担待那些不坚固人。
For the presence of the Lord to be revealed, then it has to see that how many are the strong ones able to bear the weak ones.
所以这有许多是彼此的担待。
So it has to do with bearing one another.
我们不要互相的批评。
We do not judge upon each other.
不要互相的责备。
And do not rebuke one another.
需要无依无靠的来到主面前。
We have to, without any other dependence, come before the Lord.
教会是主的。
Church is our Lord.
所以要有这样的性格的人, 他怎么能得着呢?
So with such characteristics of the people, how can they gain?
他要得着, 这个基督生命性情的得着, 他必须要真正活在神的面前。
In order to gain the life characteristics of Christ, he must live before God.
这不是个口号。
That is just not a slogan.
有的时候我们把一些名词当作口号, 我们其实自己讲自己也不知道什么东西。
Sometimes we start to take those words as slogans and we don't even know what we're talking about.
我们需要主带我们进入实际。
We need the Lord to bring us into reality.
活在神的宝座前。
To live before the throne of God.
那也就是说, 你要看看神怎样收纳神的人。
And that has to, how, that you have to understand how God accepts His children.
我们需要主开启我们, 照着神收纳的方式, 来彼此接纳。
And we need the Lord to open us so that we can receive one another according how God accepts us.
一个真正活在神面前的人, 他要到一个地步, 他能够不管怎么样情况, 他都能感谢神。
For one to live before God, he has to come to the point that regarding of the circumstances, he can thank God.
为了祝福, 感谢神。
Thank God for the blessing.
为了顺利, 感谢神。
Thank God for the smooth
sailing. 为了祷告的答应, 感谢神。
Thank God for the answering of prayers.
为了痛苦, 感谢神。
And also thank God for the sufferings.
甚至为了神的旨意, 行不通, 感谢神。
Also thank God for his will not able to be done.
因为这是主在地上, 他就这样写出来。
For that's what our Lord manifested this way on earth.
一个活在神面前的人, 他应当是真正站在神的审判台前。
For one to live before God is that he's able to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
今天我们活在时间当中。
Today we live in time.
但是活在神面前的人, 他就活在主再来的那个审判台前。
But for those who live before God, he lives before the judgment seat for when God comes back again.
不要自己夸自己, 没有用。
We do not boast of ourselves.
只有神能给我们最后的答案。
Only God can give us the final judgment.
也不要彼此在那里, 啊, 夸什么夸, 那个没有什么用处。
And there is no use to boast.
见着主面就知道。
Then we will know when we see the Lord.
一个真正活在神面前的人, 他能够在神面前敞开自己, 将自己的事, 透彻地在神面前跟神说明清楚。
For one who lived before God, he can open up to God and completely take account of his own things before God.
弟兄姊妹, 你在生活当中, 你在一生当中, 有多少的情况, 多少的事情, 跟神能够讲清楚的。
Brothers, sisters, in your life, how many situations, how many things you can clearly told God?
活在神面前的人, 是活在神国度的光中里面的人。
For those who live before God are those who live under the light of the kingdom of God.
所以国度的侍奉就是公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
So the service of the kingdom is the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以虽然我们不喜欢听公义, 但是神非常看重他的公义。
So although we do not like to hear about righteousness, but God puts very important on His righteousness.
所以我们不管是自己，或者我们在彼此的服事当中，我们都来到神公义的审判台前，让神亲自来在我们里面成就他要成就。
So whether ourselves or whether when we serve each other, we all come before the righteousness of God's judgment seat and let Him judge us.
在神面前，我们不愿意失去有任何一个机会或者任何一个情况，我们跟我们的主断了那个和平的关系。
So before God, we do not like to give any chance or opportunity, so we are being cut off from the peace with God.
我越经历主，我就越觉得跟我们的主、跟我们的天父那个和睦和平的关系是何等的宝贵。
The more I draw close to the Lord, the more I feel how precious is this peace with God.
那基督的平安在我们里面是何等的宝贵。
When the peace of Christ in us is so precious.
希望你们有丰富的经历。
Hope that you can have such experience.
不但跟神有和平。
Not only have peace with God.
把和平带到弟兄姊妹当中。
And also bring peace amongst brothers and sisters.
因为建造的工作是需要在和睦的基础之上才有办法，才有建造。
Because the building work only can be based on the foundation of being peaceful.
没有一个吵吵闹闹的家可以被建立起来的。
There is no such noisy home can be built up.
在世界上如此，在神的家中同样是如此。
It's the same in the world as well as the same in the God's house.
如果你是坚固人，你就把和睦带到神的儿女当中。
If you are the strong people, then bring the peace among God's children.
不要把分裂，把神所定罪的东西渗透到神的儿女当中。
Do not bring division or those God condemns into the church.
一个活在神面前、神国度里面的，让圣灵充满到他一个地步，那个喜乐不是从别人来，而是从主来。
For one who lives before God and lives in the kingdom, that the Holy Spirit fills in him to the point that the joy comes from God, not from anything else.
以至于他每一件事情，他都盼望能够讨神、讨基督的这个喜悦。
So that everything he hopes to please God and please the Lord.
所以他在神的工程的建造上是与神同工的。
So he's co-working with God for building work of God.
所以这里有一个情形，就是让主在他里面真正的做主。
So this is that to let the Lord really be the Lord in him.
不但叫他为主活，不但叫他为主死，而且他在主面前跟主实在有很透彻的生命的交通。
Not only that he died to and also lived for the Lord, but he has a fellowship with the God that's not being cut off.
甚至在主面前经历到一个地步，他跟主的关系在面对许多事情的时候里面有出于主的引导，使他能够确知，使他能够深信。
And also he's so close to the Lord to the point that when he experienced many things there's the leading of the Lord so he can clearly understand.
所以这个坚固人的他的生活就是信心的生活。
So the life of the strong people are the life of faith.
我们需要彼此的鼓励，给我们自己，给弟兄姊妹在主面前学习信心功课的机会。
We need to encourage one another so that we give opportunity to ourselves and also give opportunity to brothers and sisters so we can learn the life of faith before the Lord.
那每一个人因为信心的光景都活在神的宝座前。
For each person, according to his faith, according to a condition of his faith, he lives before a throne of God.
每一个人看自己，不是用地位，不是用才干。来是看自己在神面前的信心的情况来看自己。
For one to look at himself not according to ability, not according to strength, but according to how his faith is before God.
所以那个主建造的工作也是信心在里面互动的那一个工作。
So the building work of God is also has to do with how the faith is being worked upon.
盼望主在我们当中兴起这样的器皿。
May the Lord raise up such vessel among us.
求主做他愿意做的工作。
May the Lord do the work He would like to do.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些的话再交回到你宝血遮盖底下。
Lord, once again, we commit the words back to Your precious blood.
你看什么话对我们是重要的？求你给我们回头的亮光。
pray that you give us the light as we look back if those words are important to you.
你看怎样能够建造我们，就把那些的话刻在我们的心上。
And you see how you can build us up, then engrave those words on us.
求你自己所人所不能做的工作。
Pray that you do the work that man cannot do.
愿你的教会能够照你的旨意被建造完成。
May your church be built according to your will.
谢谢。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.